When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Palmerbet on the edge of the box. Oh, it's a straight-up screamer!
Download our app today and enjoy straight-up screamers this FIFA World Cup with great odds, great promos and same-game multi at Palmerbet. Gamble responsibly. For gambler's help, call 1-800-858-858.
Now, 1994 final series, regarded as one of the greatest ever final series. And just to go through back then, got to remember it was a top-five badge. You were used to the top-five system. The Bulldogs were the minor premiers. The Bears finished second. The Raiders finished fourth. Raiders finished third. Manly finished fourth. Broncos finished fifth. Now, all finals were day games, so remember?
Therefore, the Bulldogs had a rest.
They did.
While the Bears played the Raiders and Manly played the Broncos. Manly Broncos was the knockout.
Well, Canberra beat North in week one. That was third beating second.
Mm.
And the Brisbane Broncos beat fourth place Manly for elimination.
And
that was fifth beat fourth. So the Canberra faced North twice, I think, as finals. Yep. But week two, Bears versus the Broncos.
This is the one you're looking at.
Really quickly, let's go through some of the names in this Bears side badge. So you got your fullback, Matty Sears, second year of first grade.
Yep.
David Hall and Sean Hoppy. Ivan Cleary, Chris Caruana.
Oh, Ivan was out there, yeah.
Yeah. Greg Florimo, Jason Taylor. Tony Hearn, Mark Soden, Mario Fenwick, Gary Larson, David Fairley, Billy Moore.
Gee, there's a strong Queensland contingent there with Tony Hearn, Gary Larson, Billy Moore, and then big Dave Fairley.
He was massive.
He actually went
player.
On the Kangaroo tour.
He did too, 94, yeah.
Him and Flo.
Julian O'Neill, Wendell Saylor, Steve Renoff, Chris Johns, Michael Hancock, Kevin Walters, Alan Langer. Not a bad back line. Mm. Andrew Jew, Kerrod Walters, Gavin Allen, Mark Hone, Alan Cairn, Terry Madison.
It's amazing how much
Lazo off the bench
had not changed. Lazo off the bench.
Off the bench. He'd come back injured. Yeah.
Hadn't changed. Much since their grand final wins in the two previous years. They'd won 92-93, the Broncos.
So Matt Sears, as we said, had a great year as 20. This is how good his year was. He kept Greg Barwick, who was a very good fullback, and you played a lot against him, Badge, in second grade. Ivan Cleary, as you said, forced him to the centres. Now, the Bears eventually won the game 15-14, and we'll sit back and just listen to some of these highlights, and we'll come back and have a chat in between. But this is the first try of the match, and the Bears struck early.
Soden goes into dummy half. They've done a fraction better. In fact, they've done much better as Larson finds Sears. Sears! Ah! He's got a big mover if he gets into the clear. Inside the 30. Out for Hoppy. He angles back. 20 metres out from the Brisbane line. Soden now. They've got to go quick left. Taylor does that. Long ball out for Fenwick. On for Larson, the man who provided the break. Now it's out wide. Oh! He bounces over. It's Greg Florimo. It's a try, is it? Yes!
Yes, it is.
The Bears, they get the first.
Yeah, great try there.
Some great names there.
Some fantastic names there. So Sean Hoppy on the...
Good winger.
Yeah,
Canberra.
On the wing.
Yeah.
Yeah, outstanding stuff. So, yeah, Bears away to a very good start. But... I think they scored again the next one, didn't they?
The accountant.
They gave the Broncos something to chase.
Soden goes to the left. It's with Taylor. He shaped a kick and then passed on the bounce. It's with David Hall. Hall, he's in. He's over. Another try.
He looked anything but a rugby league player, didn't he, David Hall?
He's
a good player, but...
Good finisher.
Very, very good player. And then the Broncos finally got on the board. It was to and fro. This game, it was a really hard fought through the forwards. That back row of the North Sydney Bears was a star-studded back row, a really high work rate amongst the back row. And David Fairley was outstanding. But then a young winger who had only just been introduced into first grade the year before scored the Broncos' first try.
Five tackles gone just beyond the 20-metre line for Langer now to kick again. He goes to the air and decides to test Matt Sears. He'll take it comfortably. No, he's put it down. And Brisbane get a hand to it and they get a try. Taylor will pass again. Larson puts the fend on and North Sydney. they get their third try.
Yeah, he had a great game, Gary Larson. He set up one and he scored one as well.
Jason Taylor only won from three.
Yes.
And they were up 14-6, I think.
They were. And then Saylor scored again, scored his second. Then Kevy Walters made it 14-14 all. And the vision of Mario Fenech, if you go back and look at it, he's just riding the wave of emotion on the sideline. He's always an emotional player,
oh, yeah.
Wasn't he, Badge?
Absolutely, yeah. Big Muzz.
And then not long before full time, they get great field position through a Matty Sears break, and then you didn't have to give this guy another opportunity.
Taylor, he's over to the left. They're pointing at him. Walters, I don't know whether he was directly behind. Taylor goes for the shot. Taylor, he's got it. Taylor, he's got it. North Sydney lead by a point. And they go through to play in the final. And there it is. Mario Fenech leaves the benches. It is over for Brisbane. A magnificent reign at the top comes to an end.
Yeah, so that meant they went through, the Broncos out after they were chasing their third premiership in a row. So the Bears went on next week to play the Raiders for the second time and got beaten again by the Raiders, which put them into the grand final. Hot favourites, the Bulldogs. But, of course, it started so badly for the Bulldogs. We'll go into this game another week, but they started so badly and they were... It was the biggest scoreline in the grand final for about 30 years. The Raiders put plenty on them.
It's now known as Paul Osborne Day, isn't it?
Well, it certainly wasn't Marty Bella Day.
No, it wasn't.
He dropped the ball from the kickoff and they scored a couple of tackles
36-12.
Later. 36-12.
Canberra ended up winning, didn't they? Yeah, and as you said, on that route tour, Dave Fairley, Greg Florimo, Gary Larson didn't go.
No.
Or Billy Moore.
No,
okay, interesting.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Hope you've enjoyed the podcast with Badge and Sats on Sports Day. If you get the chance at any stage to listen to the show live, make sure you tune in each and every night, Monday to Thursday, 6 p.m.
When making the double chicken deluxe at Macca's, we wanted to improve on the perfect combo of tender Aussie chicken with cheese, tomato and aioli. So, we doubled it. Chicken and Macca's, together and loving it. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Available after 10:30 a.m. for a limited time only.